I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Again, we are here to present with another episode of A Muslim Lady, where we have been discussing so many important issues regarding Muslim lady. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me in the studio, my wife, Razia Batul Najafi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I would love to talk today, Mr. Masumi, if you allow me, about the role of wife. Wives, I think they don't know what kind of powers they have. When it comes to negativity, you know, the world says a lot that, you know, wife wasn't good there for husband, looks so upset, or for example, so old and his hairs are white because of, you know, gray because of the wife. Yeah. So her impact is so powerful in negativities. But when it comes goodness, yeah, when
positivity,
it comes positivity, yeah. No one says because of her, all these beauties are there, you know. About children, yeah, maybe they say this is the role of the mother. But what about wife? How much wife can uplift the status spiritually, even in this physical success, this level of husband? What do you think?
Well, like there is a very famous saying that behind the success of each and every person, there is a female.
Wow, alhamdulillah, this is famous.
Yeah, this is famous.
But practically shows, we can't see. Yeah, okay.
This is famous, but when it comes to in our practical life, in our societies, nobody unfortunately mentions the role of a, you know, partner, female partner, female mother and female wife especially.
Yeah, I read about Lady Khatijat al-Kubra, salamullah alayha, that people have written in their book that she was the one who used to give some kind of comfort and not advise, you know, like, we can say advice because Prophet would take advice from companions too, you know, the mashwara. Yeah. So the advisor, the counselor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Lady Khatijatul Kubra.
That is something totally astonishing.
Salma, during the Sulh Hudaybiyah, the peace treaty in Hudaybiyah's place, our Prophet, he came to her. Prophet was so upset because companions were not listening to his advice. Salma has given some kind of advice. She said, oh, if you go and do a halq, like end of this ihram, whatever, you know, customs and rituals we have during the for Umrah, so the companions will follow you. You go and do yourself. Don't tell them because they're not listening to you. This kind of one advice she has given. And Rasulullah said, really? You know, he's listening to them. And he said, really? Shall I go and do that? And he went and he acted upon the advice of his wife, Salma. It has written in the history.
Wow.
The best wife of Rasulullah after Khatijah al-Kubra was Salma. So they are giving so much peace to their husbands. Yes?
So definitely a very, very vital role they play in their husbands, you know?
Success, yeah.
Success. So likewise, we can see in all our Imam's life also. Look at Imam Ali alayhi salam, how much he would appreciate the support of Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha. You know, ni'mal a'un ala ta'atillah, the famous hadith of even Imam Ali alayhi salam also has said, and Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha. Ni'mal a'un ala ta'atillah.
The best supporter, the best of the best supporter of worshipping Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, satisfaction towards Allah, you know, is Lady Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha.
Dear listeners, we will take a very short break. Inshallah, we'll come back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Our Maraje, our Mujtahid, our great scholars of Islam, if you read their, you know, biography about their family life, you will get to know that how much they would appreciate their wife's role in their life. For example, the great Allama Tabatabai, you know, the great interpreter of the Holy Quran.
Indeed,
his book is, you know, matchless until now. Nobody can write a big and great tafsir like him, Al-Mizan. So if you read his biography, you will get to know that his wife also had played a very important role in his
success,
practical life, in his educational life.
Wife is like maybe engine, you know, like just putting that petrol, like you know, just giving that movement and that kind of courage.
Push and encourage.
And I remember this beautiful saying of Imam Ali alayhi salam, لَقَدْ كُنْتُ أَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهَا فَتَنْكَشِفُ أَنِّ الْأَحْزَانِ. Like just coming back to home and having that warm welcome. Not only maybe she's not welcoming verbally, but welcome means her presence.
When he has a peaceful mind, definitely, when he is charged enough, he has enough energy, so definitely he can play his role in the society.
Both are garment for each other. Like if you are protecting and beautifying me, for example, I'm beautifying you,
in
I'm
return,
protecting you.
It will protect you, it will give you more energy, and it will
so
protect you.
So amazing. Yeah. It's so true, so true. In this very busy and very fancy lifestyle, people are just looking for peace of mind. And that peace and tranquility, the source of peace most of the time, comes from house, from wife. Statistics says that death rate of men are more higher than women, because of all the stresses.
Definitely,
which we get, because society is not enough kind towards men, and he is under the pressure. But if he gets that kind of kindness from the house, then he can balance. In this era, the role of women is more important, maybe especially the wife, compared to other eras, because now we are looking for that mental peace more than before.
And this role is something very obvious. Nobody can neglect it, you know, a modern Western society, or be an Islamic and modest society, both they accept that the role of a partner in his or her partner's life is very, very important. So by completing each other's shortcomings, definitely we can be a complete human and complete person for our societies, for our duties.
And one more point that, you know, husband and wife, especially wife, because we are talking about a Muslim lady, she's like a friend, you know. And friendship, if you go through the ahadith and saying of Masumeen, you will be, you know, amazed that the way Islam says, after Islam, the most important thing which can change your life is friend. Al-mar'u ala deen khalilih. Your deen, your, you know, ideology, your aqeedah, everything reflects by your spouse. That
partner,
what kind of, what kind of partner you are having it.
Thank you.
And we have to appreciate each other's role in our life. You know, appreciating is very important. For example, if a shopkeeper opens a shop and keeps so many different things, but no any customer comes, he will become disappointed, yeah? Likewise, yeah. If a husband and wife, they have very good qualities. If we don't appreciate each other's qualities...
Good example.
So definitely there will be disappointment between us, which is the base of the, you know, different arguments.
Yeah, okay.
Which can lead to break this relationship between husband and wife. So appreciation is very, very important.
And I love the hadith which says, you know, on the day of judgment, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give this order that this person should go to the hell. And that person will stand on the gate of the hell and would say that, Ya Allah, I was reciting your book, Quran. I was saying so many times this zikr of Alhamdulillah. You know, I was a very thankful person. I will always appreciate your beautiful bounties. How come I'm going to hellfire? Allah would say, because you didn't appreciate the medium, my creation. For example, if you get so many things through your wife, for example, through your husband, you'd never used to appreciate. When I say thank you, that means I'm saying zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as if I'm saying Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, as if I'm saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So thanking the creation of Allah, especially the partners, you know, that is zikr of Allah, thanking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yeah, this is very subtle, a very important point. You know, I really want to stress on this point to our listeners that please, please, please don't be stingy in thanking, in expressing your you know, appreciation towards your partners. Be generous, you know, say as many as times, thank you, thank you, thank you, you know, I love you, whatever, kiss the hands of your partners out of appreciation. Yeah. You are the best zakir of Allah.
Definitely, thank your husband, your partner, so it will bring more opportunities in your life to thank. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La in shakartum,
La azidannakum.
Yeah,
this is the
rule. If you be
rule.
Thankful, yeah. Then I will increase in you, in my bounties towards you.
This is so beautiful. Yeah. I will increase you.
La azidannakum.
Yeah, yourself.
Yourself.
Like progress. Yeah.
Progress, I will increase in yourself. Means yeah. He will give us more energy.
We don't know how many kinds of blessings are there, inner, outer, spiritual, physical. You know, there are so many kinds of risk. And, you know, we can get good teacher. Yeah, good, I don't know, friends, good neighbors, and our children will get good teachers. Those are all azidannakum. You know, Allah is just giving to us. So we will feel so much ease and comfort in our life because we are very appreciative.
So He will increase all His bounties. Husband and wife, they have to create hopes in each other. Especially, you know, being a wife. Wife's importance is more. Wife's role is again here more. Because, you know, again, when it comes to playing a role in our society, because of our gents, our male, they face a lot of, you know, hardships, lot of disappointments in the society, lot of, you know, struggles they do. And in result, may they lose their hopes sometimes. But when they come to home, they see a very fresh and welcoming wife, partner, and she is feeding you with more hope. Definitely, it will increase in your hope. So the role of a wife in husband's hope is, I think,
very vital,
and vital and very crucial.
Thank you so much, inshallah. I pray to Allah that we can practice whatever we are learning. It's easy to say, but ya Allah, put all these amazing teachings of Ahlul Bayt and Quran in our day-to-day life. Ameen.
Thank you so much for being with us. Jazakumullah.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing is